Hey, welcome. Today we're diving into controlling stereo width for Neuro Drum and Bass inside Ableton Live. This is an intermediate lesson focused on keeping the low end locked and powerful while giving your mids and top textures aggressive, precise stereo character. Think huge club subs in the center, twisted mid-range grit around it, and glossy, metallic sides that cut through without collapsing in mono. Ready? Let's go. First, quick roadmap. I'll walk you through a practical project setup. Show exact device chains and starting settings for sub, mid, and top bass layers, cover the drum bus strategy, explain return effects and master mono check workflow, and finish with automation ideas, common mistakes, and some coach level tricks. I'll also give you a short practice exercise and a homework challenge to cement everything. Project setup, getting your session ready. Create a basic template, kick, sub synth MIDI, a mid bass synth, a top bass synth, a drum rock or drum group, and a hats slash percussion track. Group the three bass tracks into a single bass group. Make two return channels, R-wide for hostile delay and stereo enhancement, and RRV for a short dark reverb. Finally, drop a utility on the master as a mono check. We'll toggle that frequently. Sub chain, the foundation. On your sub track, use wave eatable or operator into a EQ8, then saturator, utility, and a glue compressor. In EQ8, high pass anything below roughly 18 to 25 Hz to remove inaudible rumble. Keep everything here strictly mono. Set utility width to 0%. Use saturator lightly, 2 to 4 dB of drive in a soft clip style, just to add harmonic content that will help the sub translate on small systems. On the glue compressor, use a fast attack, short release around 200 milliseconds, ratio around 4 to 1, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction to glue the sub. Rule of thumb: no chorus, no haze, no widening on this chain ever. Mid-bass chain, punch and controlled width. On mid-bass, use wave eatable, then saturator, EQ8 in mid-slash-side mode, utility, a simple delay for a micro-haze effect, and send out to R-wide a little. In EQ8, switch to M-slash-S. On the side channel, insert a high pass at around 150 to 250 Hz. 180 Hz is a great starting point. This removes low side energy so the sub is not fighting stereo processing. Optionally boost a bit in the sides around 3 to 8 kHz for presence, but keep it subtle, plus 1 to 3 dB. Set utility width to about 110 to 130%. Try 120% to start. For the micro haze, turn off sync and set the left delay to around 8 to 12 milliseconds, right to zero, and a dry slash wet of 8 to 12%. Crucially, use the delay's low pass filter or insert EQ to cut everything below about 300 Hz on the delay. Saturator here can be slightly stronger, 3 to 6 dB, in analog clip or soft sine mode to generate harmonics that sit well in the sides and still glue in mono. Top bass chain, texture and extreme stereo. For top bass chain, your device order can be synth into chorus ensemble, then EQ8 in M/S, utility, simple delay, and sends to R-wide and RREV. Use a slow, subtle chorus at low rate. Think 0.10 to 0.25 Hz and amount between 8 and 18% to create stereo movement. In EQ8, on the side channel, high pass at roughly 200 to 350 Hz and add a side high shelf boost of 2 to 4 dB between 6 and 12 kHz for sheen. Crank utility width for these textures more aggressively, but be conservative. 130 to 160% is where to experiment. For simple delay haze, use longer values than the mid-bass, like 14 to 18 milliseconds, but keep dry slash wet low, 5 to 15%, and low pass the delay to protect the low end. Send small amounts to R-wide and RREV. Make sure those returns are heavily EQ to avoid low frequency mud. Drum bus strategy: place transients and tails. Keep the kick mono. On the kick track, set utility width to 0%. For snare, split transient and tail into two chains. The transient chain stays mono and centered, and the tail chain can be slightly wide. The tail can have a short reverb or be sent to RREV, then a utility set around 110 to 130% on that tail only. Hats and percussion are where movement lives. Use auto pan, small chorus, or stereo delay to create motion, but high pass these elements above about 400 to 800 Hz if necessary so low mid energy stays clean. On the drum bus, insert an EQ to cut straight low content under about 80 to 120 Hz and consider multiband dynamics to tame harsh high mids if your sides get aggressive. End the bus chain with a utility width of 95 to 100% to keep the drums a bit tighter than the master. Return tracks, wide ambience without the mud. Onara reviews a short, dark reverb, small size, decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds, pre-delay 5 to 15 milliseconds, damping or high cut around 4 to 6 kHz, and put the returns dry slash wet around 20 to 30%. Then place a utility on that return and set width very wide, 140 to 170%, because returns are mostly high-mid content. On our wide use simple delay sit in MS, short times between 6 and 20 milliseconds, dry slash wet 20 to 40%. Low pass to 6 to 10 kHz, and then EQ the return to cut below roughly 250 to 350 Hz. Always low cut the sends or returns so you're not feeding the low end into wide reverbs or delays. Master and mono check workflow. Be ruthless with tests. Put a utility on the master or use a dedicated mono check group. Toggle width to 0% frequently. Every 4 to 8 bars is good practice. And listen, if something disappears or the track loses punch, debug by soloing bass chains in mono. Typical culprits are too much side energy under 150 to 300 Hz, Haas delays that are too long, or returns that aren't low cut. If collapse happens, back off on side EQ boosts, shorten Haas times, or raise the side high pass. Automation ideas. Make width part of arrangement. Automate utility width on mid and top bass for contrast between sections. This audio version is shortened for playback.